As we have previously told you here on WFIR, Roanoke City Council's 2026 fiscal year budget includes a hike of the city's meals tax between 1 and 1.5%, which, if approved, would make the Star City's tax on dining the second highest in the Commonwealth. During last night's council meeting, Matt Bullington, owner of Texas Tavern, told members the tax increase would put a burden on residents.
Eating out's not a luxury. If you think so, ask the busy mom who stops at a local restaurant to get her kids something quick to eat while taking them from school tutoring to soccer practice. I assure you, she thinks it's a necessity. The reality is that these constantly increasing meals taxes make it tougher for busy families to afford to eat out.
Eric DeLauro, who co-owns the restaurant Table 50 in the City Market area, told council increasing the meals tax would also harm workers in the service industry.
Last month of March, I paid $5,100 in meals tax on Sunday. And I'm going to tell you right now, I would love to pay more. I'd love to pay $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month, but not in tax increases, in sales increases, because I need to pay my people more money, and I need to do that to keep them, and I need to take care of them. And this makes it really difficult when you put us at this competitive disadvantage.
Roanoke City Manager Val Marie Turner has said increasing the meals tax is meant to address unfunded priorities, including overtime increases, as well as deferred capital maintenance, including repairs to 14 elevators in city buildings. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.